God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. You know, I was thinking this morning just how easy it would be to be spiritual if we didn't have to hang around other people. Now, there's more than a little irony in what I just said. In the first place, God doesn't want us to act spiritual. God wants us to be spirit-filled. Second of all, if I'm not right when I'm around people, then I'm not right with God, because our relationship to other people is a reflection of our relationship to God. Ephesians chapter 5 talks about the importance of being led, governed by God's Spirit. And the Bible talks about what happens when I am. Verse 21 says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. It is all too easy to think to oneself, okay, I love God, it's just I can't stand people. Well, if I'm not loving people, if I'm not doing right by people, I don't love God, I'm not doing right by God. It's easy to have an attitude of, well, I obey God only, no one else tells me what to do. If I'm not obeying the authorities God has placed in my life, I'm not obeying God either, because my religion is only as good as my life in real life. You know, so many times it's easy to get up in the morning and maybe open the Bible and sip a cup of coffee and gain great insights and talk to God and talk to the angels and hear God talk to you. And all that is so wonderful until the first kid or the first problem or the first question wakes up. And then all of a sudden you feel cranky and you feel discontent. And all of a sudden you don't feel spiritual anymore. You know, our relationship to others is a reflection of our relationship to God. That's why in Ephesians 5:22, the Bible says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. How? As unto the Lord. God is tying my relationship to my wife back to the way I view my relationship to Him. In Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. So my love for my wife is a reflection of the work of Jesus Christ, as Christ also. I can't love anyone that way, but God can. And so we're talking not about being passive, we're talking about being actively obedient and dependent upon God Almighty, the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents. How? In the Lord, for this is right. He ties a child's relationship to his parents back to the child's relationship to God. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5, servants, be obedient to whom? To them that are your masters. What kind of masters? According to the flesh. We're talking about flesh and blood, imperfect people. How? With fear and trembling. Why? In singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. At the end of the day, there's only one authority, and that's God, and all authority is delegated. And if I am with a single eye and single mind serving Christ, that's going to reflect itself in the way I serve others. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Then in verse 9, and ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is the respect of persons with him. If I have some level of authority, I need to remember that I have a master, and what goes around comes around. Our relationship to others is a reflection of our relationship to God.